David Jackson used to play at Nottingham Rugby, fullback or wing, retired due to a head injury in August 2013.
So what actually happened? Was it one knock you got and that took you out of the game, or was it over a number of years? Give us a summary of sort of the impacts that you took.
The summary takes a long time. So the summary starts with, when I was 18, I got knocked out in an England trial and taken to hospital. And then from there, from 18 up to 32, getting, I think, six times knocked out cold, taken to hospital, stayed over in hospital twice to be checked. And then in terms of times being what we'd now describe as concussion, like, I couldn't even tell you.
And what impact did it have then going forward? Obviously, the main one was you had to retire, I guess, before you wanted to.
But that was, so that was trying to get back to playing. The first question I asked the physio in the hospital was, I've been knocked out, haven't I? And he says, yeah. The second question I asked him was, do you think I'll play at the weekend? Because I wanted to play. But that was then, I spent 3 or 4 months trying to get back to playing. Eventually I had an MRI scan and saw a neurologist, which the results showed, because I just couldn't shift my symptoms. I made little bits of progress, but I just couldn't shift my symptoms, and my symptoms were lingering long. They were much worse than they had been previous and lingering around for much longer. I used to just have, it would just be a bit of fatigue and a bit of headaches, whereas I was feeling horrific, depressed, fatigued, basically a zombie.
So then you asked the question, will I play at the weekend? Obviously, yeah. The reply was no. And then was the question...
The reply was, we'll see.
We'll see.
Because we didn't know what the situation was then.
And then when was it when it was like, you're probably not going to play professionally again?
In December. So August, September, October, November. So 4 months later, when I got the results from MRI scan, because I just wasn't making progress that I should have done. And the neurologist explained about this cumulative effect of head injuries, and the last one with there being a bleed on the brain, the MRI scan showed a scar from the bleed because it was 4 months previous, and that they described it as if a professional boxer can't take a standing 10 count, they have to have an MRI scan as part of their regulations, and if they get anything come up on the brain scan like that, then they're not allowed to box again professionally. So she said, there's nothing in rugby that says you can't play again in terms of regulations, but my advice is that you shouldn't play again.